Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
waiting for the call up to fill in for someone who's sick again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so Benny, imagine Ben spends his nights, he sits at home, he listens to Jimmy and Nate podcast, and he goes,
remember when I was in it?
Staring at my phone. It'll ring soon, surely.
Are they calling me today? Is somebody sick? Grace is offering, Ben's offering up some like off fish to our producers. Hey guys, this looks really tasty. Yeah. Eat this. This salmon, when'd you cook it? June.
Do you guys want to come over and have chicken? I do it medium rare.
Ben, I don't think that's the case. Nah, I do it really well.
We've had a bunch of fun with Eggs Benny on the show the last week. Many years. He's the official fill-in guy. Mm. So whenever someone's away, we'll get Eggs Benny back in. Now, guys, we've done it a couple of nights. We got lazy. The not going to lie, asked Jimmy Nath anonymously.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to punch through some more? Just one last time.
We've still got some. Yeah, great.
Right. Again, they're anonymous.
So yeah, okay.
I know what's wrong. Someone needs to count how many times feet are mentioned on the show. Do you all have a foot fetish?
Yeah. Well, it's mainly just you.
I apologise for that.
Yeah.
On tonight's show.
Yeah.
So
wow. You did.
Next
you
one.
Did ask for a few foot pics.
Raise your hand if you've sucked toes.
I don't mind it. Some people are against sucking toes.
Getting sucking or being sucked?
Both. As long as it's
at
a clean
the same
foot.
Damn time.
How I suck at these toes.
Another thing you'll hear on the show.
Nath, what's the secrets for your rig? Go on, show it off.
Oh. I don't think it's not that impressive.
It is.
You reckon? I explained on the show today what I've eaten in the
what are you lifting?
What am I lifting? So is that what's the secret? I mean, I just train. I don't particularly eat well.
I'm out.
I try.
This isn't a question. It's just someone saying, I'm going to be honest. I feel less interested with your posts now they're not Hobart related.
Well, thanks for being honest.
Yep.
Unfollow.
No, well, it's anonymous.
Oh,
you meant
no,
them unfollow.
If they're
sorry.
Listening, yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, I can't unfollow them. I don't know who it is.
But if you could.
It's Ben Carney. We get one next week. I'm a lot less interested now that Ben Carney's not in there.
Ben, this isn't anonymous. You just slide into our DMs.
Oh, shit.
Body count? You guys want to say how many people you slept with?
Oh, I don't like how they do that. I don't think it matters. I
don't like what the kids are doing.
Sometimes they pick up trends. I'm not into them.
Speaking of people out of touch, Nanny Lynn. Can Nanny Lynn help me with Eggs Benny?
Oh.
Oh.
So someone out there's got a crush.
There's a few levels to this. So if you heard Nanny Lynn's helping us, we do Nanny Lynn's love line now. So
did
she's giving out
Tuesday night?
Tuesday, yeah. If you haven't, go back and listen to that. But Nanny Lynn's giving out some love advice. Benny is single, on the market.
Is he though? Because he never officially said that on the show.
Oh, I've just said it.
So it's official.
Look at this. The next one. Can you read that out, Nate?
That's the next question. I'm just reading in order.
Oh, here we go.
Eggs Benny's Tinder ?
Why is it all about me?
Well that's why.
This is your show.
You're a fresh piece of meat, buddy.
I think because we did it two nights in a row and people knew you were asking the question. So I think that's it's shifted to ask Ben and Nomi.
You're a tasty main course. I get it. So
I like how you said main course. Yeah. Not a snack.
Mate,
a full meal.
You're a buffet. That's what you are.
Yeah. Come and dine out on this.
You've got to have one of those, like, you have stretchy pants on if you're eating Ben.
Like, oh, mate, absolutely.
Take the belt off.
Ben is such a good buffet that you take some and you have it for the rest of the day.
Ben is
you
one
wrap
of those,
in a napkin.
Those suckling pigs on a spit with an apple in its mouth. And you look at it and you go, that is delicious.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
I want it.
I'm still going to have a red hot go at it.
I am going to.
Because he's going to be bloody tasty.
All over that.
Yes.
All over it.
So, there you
I'm
go.
I'm blushing.
There you go.
Like a pig on a spit.
Ben on a spit. Ben's on the spit.
That was the next question.
Can we put him on the spit?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nate, new research from La Trobe University has found that working from home can actually have a negative impact on your physical health.
Oh, on your physical... Oh, okay. Right.
Physical health.
Physical health.
The study found that working from home increases the likelihood of weight gain. You're likely to...
Because it's easier to rip into your own kitchen.
Kitchen.
And there's no guilt of other colleagues looking at you.
And it's free. Well, I know you buy it before.
Yeah, but it's there for
you. When
you
go out for lunch, you're like, oh, I'm paying this. Yeah. Everything's at home
and also,
already.
And everything's yours. When you're in the confines of your house, everything is yours.
Yeah. You don't need to look through the work fridge and go, oh, what can I steal?
Can I just suck on this mayo for a bit?
Increases, potentially increases weight gain. Also, exhaustion, burnout. So they're from...
Why is that? Because you can't get away?
No. Well, so people apparently are just getting up in the morning, starting work. So they're just starting when they're awake. Oh, just open the laptop.
I guess they're not going through their normal routine when, like, Sally from sales stands up and goes, Jim, you want to go get lunch?
Not even that. Just, like, walking to your car, driving to
work.
Yeah,
you're
like,
so
people
right.
are just walking out of bed, open the laptop.
Having a shower. As simple as that. You don't need to.
Opening the laptop and having a shower.
They're the big ones.
That's, I mean, not probably in that order. And then working late because, you know, 5 o'clock, it's not like I've got to get home and drive. It's just I'm here. I'll just keep tapping away.
I can put a few more hours in, yeah.
And then finally, increases the likelihood of musculoskeletal pain. A lot of people apparently are just working from their couch. And that's,
well, because they wouldn't be set up for it, would they?
Some people don't have... Stand-up desk.
We're very lucky in this office. We've got some nice new chairs outside at our desks.
Not in the studio, though.
No, rubbish in here.
Probably the worst chairs I've ever sat on in my entire life. This isn't a bit.
It's like, this is not a bit.
We did a video, X-Men, we did a video for the boss, and we were like, these chairs are cool.
Yeah, we need some help, because it's like sitting on, like, broken stool things.
It doesn't have an arm.
Bits poking into me.
Up and down.
I leave every day with a part of the chair embedded in me.
Grace, producer Grace doesn't have COVID. She's trapped under a chair outside.
Meg grabs me when I get home. She goes, are they love handles?
Does she? Good luck.
Yeah. And she goes, no, they're normal handles. They're not love handles. They're chair handles.
While the study did find some positives to working from home, La Trobe University Associate Professor Jody Oakman found that for most people, working from home disrupts healthy routines.
Yeah.
You tend to eat more, you tend to work longer, and you tend to lounge around.
Right, okay. So work less and maybe take your work outside, you know, when you're at school.
Go into the office.
Oh, that's a simple solution, isn't it?
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
I want to ask 131060, give us a call if you're feeling a little unwell, because Nathan and I, we're going to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I think we might need to preface this with some sort of don't listen to our medical advice.
Oh, this is a bit.
Yes, this is a joke.
It's a joke.
But we still want you to be a part of the joke.
Yeah, Australia, your friends and family, you're in on it.
Yes.
This is after Nathan Australian survey found 2/3 of us go to Dr. Google before visiting a health professional for anything health related.
I absolutely do this, and I know a lot of people who do.
Okay.
So you're 100%.
Okay, but I would say you Google it, but then you don't even go to the doctor.
No, I don't even do that. Sometimes I'm so lazy, I don't even Google it because I don't want to nut.
Yeah. But when you do, you go, oh, I've got a cold. Don't need to see the doctor.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Ben, do you do this?
I do this.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know producer Grace.
But do you go to the doctor?
Rarely. No. If I'm proper sick, can I'll I? Go.
So producer.
Then do you still Google it first, even if you're proper sick?
Yeah.
While you're in there? You're in there with the doc?
Yeah, you were about to say producer Grace does this.
Well, producer Grace does this. And ironically, she's off sick at the moment. She's got COVID like everyone else, producers. Or maybe she Googled it. But we have caught her in the act of Googling symptoms because she knows what the outcome's going to be.
Okay, so I'm going to say something. I've never Googled anything.
Well, no, you've never Googled
anything.
Says Mr. Phones are off.
You believe it? I don't Google anything. I just accept it for what... No, okay. So I've never Googled symptoms.
Yeah,
if I feel unwell, this is weird. I know it's controversial, but I go to a doctor.
Yeah, no. See, I'll Google things like... Remember when I had that appendix pain?
Yes. Yeah, and I thought you had a hernia.
Yeah, and I Googled what does a hernia feel like versus appendicitis?
Came in, Benny goes, Jim, I got a hernia. And I went, oh, no, would you have to go to the hospital, the doctor?
Just Google it. It matches up with the symptoms. What's the symptom? Pain.
So two things happening. Now, apparently, you know, Australian doctors, the medical association, the professionals.
The proper ones, yeah.
They're upset about this for two reasons. A, you two knuckleheads are Googling stuff and not going to the doctor.
So they should be. It's
bad
silly.
For business.
It's very stupid. It's stupid of both of us.
But apparently what's even worse is when you Google something, Then you read it. You convince yourself
that you have it,
that you have what this thing is. But as you're reading, whether you realize it or not, you're reading the symptoms, and now you're thinking that these symptoms in front of you are your real symptoms, not what you're experiencing. Then you go to the doctor and you're telling them the symptoms that were on Google.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I did.
The doctor goes, oh, well, then you have appendicitis. And then you go, knew it.
100%.
But you don't.
No, I don't. Because what happened was I went in there and he must have known. I must look like a symptom Googler. Because I went in there and I go, doc, I've got a hernia. And he goes, how do you know?
By the way, that's not what happens when you go to a doctor. You don't tell them what you have.
I said, doc, he goes, what can I do you for? And I was like, mate, I've done everything for you.
Sign a bit of paper. I want some pills.
I have a hernia. And he goes, all right, well, explain his symptoms. And I was like, okay, explain his symptoms. And he goes, it's not a hernia. And I go, but I Googled it. And then I kid you not, he just pushed onto my chest, onto my lower abdomen. Yeah. He just pushed really hard, put a finger in there, heard a little, and then he was like, there you go. Feel better?
It was gas.
It was gas.
And I said, had a fart.
He goes, mate, next time just bring your knees to your chest, you'll be fine.
All right, so look, Australia, I want to help you. You got to stop doing this. So give us a call, 131060.
We want you to stop doing it, so we're going to do it now.
We're going to have some fun with it before you never can do it again.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Look, if you like Eggs Benny and you like Nath and you do it, it's okay. Call us up. We want to have some fun with it. You tell us what you're feeling at the moment. And rather than Google it, Dr. Jimmy and Dr. Nath are here.
We'll just tell you what you have.
The surgery's open.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. We will give you your prognosis.
All right. 131060, Australia. Jump
diagnosis,
on the phone.
Prognosis. What is it?
I don't know, mate. We're not doctors. Google it.
I can't even work the phones, mate.
131060, Australia. Jump on the phones right now. Tell us your symptoms and we will do our best to give you a diagnosis. 131060, jump on the phones right now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Give us a call, tell us your symptoms, and we're going to tell you what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because apparently, Nath, an Australian survey has found two-thirds of us, so two out of three.
Yes.
Much like the team at the moment, you and Eggs Benny Google stuff before you even go to the doctor.
Do it all the time. I know it's bad, and I'm definitely not encouraging it. Do not do it. I'm lazy.
So apparently, the medical association, doctors and stuff, are upset for two reasons. A, people are Googling stuff before they get there. So they're basically telling people they get the doctor and they've convinced themselves they already have something.
Yep.
Or B, they're Googling something not even going. So we thought we don't need to.
We thought we'd have a bit of fun with this.
Before we tell people to never do it again.
Yep. And also, once again, I know I've already said it, just want to say that just because we give someone a diagnosis, it is most definitely wrong.
No, this is just a bit. This is what you would file under, if you're looking for a movie on Netflix, it'd be under comedy. And also people being like, this is awful.
Cheyenne from Cessnock. Hello, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Cheyenne. Now, welcome to Jimmy Nath Surgery.
It's now open.
Ding, ding, ding. So, Cheyenne, first of all, take a seat and let us know. It's weird there's two doctors here in once. But
how are you feeling,
let
Cheyenne?
Let us know.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm feeling a bit crampy, feeling a bit swollen, aches and pains in my belly, my back.
Okay.
A bit in the walls at the moment. I'm not sure what's wrong.
How long is
headache?
Just
a really big headache.
How long has this been going on for, Cheyenne?
A couple of days now.
Do you have your period, Cheyenne?
Unfortunately, I don't. There's a reason behind that.
Okay. Mm. As your long-time doctor, I'm aware.
And then also, obviously, if you'd go through her files, because she's a regular client, you would know that. Cheyenne, here's what I'm thinking. I think you might have. I think you've got a stomachache.
Oh, yeah, maybe that might make sense. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what you need, Cheyenne. It's stress-related. You need to be pampered. You need someone to give you a nice foot massage.
You got someone in your life who can do that, Cheyenne?
Yes, my beautiful hubby-to-be.
Okay.
What's his name?
Yep. His name's Aaron.
Aaron, just wait, let me write this down.
Write it down, mate. This is an official prescription for Cheyenne. Yeah, you do have ugly doctors writing.
Back massage, foot massage, maybe buy some roses.
Okay.
Some champagne.
Yeah, I think chocolates might help. Too.
Chocolate.
Jim, just so you know, we got a massive line of clients here to get through. So if you just want to, is that it?
That's all.
Very good. Okay, Cheyenne, you got it. Katrina from the Central Coast. Hello, Katrina.
Hi.
Katrina, you got some symptoms for Dr. Jimmy, Dr. Nath.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not great doctors. We don't even know our own names.
What do you got? What are your symptoms?
I have very painful lower abdomen.
How long have you had this for, Katrina?
About 4 days.
4 days. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
I've been there before.
What do you think it is, Nate?
I think it might be a hernia.
Also, like, needing to urinate a lot more frequently. Mm. Yeah.
You don't have a... Have you had a UTI before, Katrina?
No.
Sounds like a UTI.
Are you locking that in, doctor?
I'll tell you what I'm going to prescribe you there. I'm going to prescribe you a foot rub, a back massage. Do you want some chocolates, Katrina?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Pay rise?
Oh, yeah.
Pay rise. That too. Yep. And a little vacay. Would you like to head over to Europe?
Oh, dream.
Yep, absolutely.
So, as well, there you go.
Claim it on Medicare. It'd be great.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
How did the photographer screw it up? This happens all the time. Doesn't matter what the event is. Maybe it was a wedding. Maybe it was a birthday. Whatever it was, 131060. I'm calling this no-tographer. No-tographer.
Did you get something made?
Hey?
We didn't get something.
No, we didn't. No, we've missed out on a few things today. To be fair, everybody's sick. It's just you and I and producer Eggs Benny.
We can all do it together if you'd, if you'd like us
Notographer
to.
Is what we're going for. So I'm looking for 131060. Have you had a
no?
Tographer.
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 Yeah. Look, here's the story. Who needs an audio guy?
Head and eye on delay there.
Guys, here's the thing. We need to pause for a moment and recognise the Aussie photographer who had an absolute mare at a recent wedding. This is what's happened. Arguably, the most important pictures, would you guys agree, would be when the bride is walking down the aisle. Very important time. Walking down the aisle.
Did you say the most?
Probably the
or
most.
One of?
One of in terms of photos, taking
I'd say
photos.
The most is probably the kiss, like the kiss. I do.
Yeah, absolutely. But up there is the first reveal of the bride, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Friends and family, and also to the person that they're marrying at the aisle. First time. You want to capture all that because it's such a beautiful moment. So the photographer, the notographer, knew this, and what he did was he stood on the edge of one of those big fountains, huge fountain, right? And he stood in there, crouched down to try and get a photo. Just as the bride came around the corner to reveal, he was about to get an amazing photo. He fell face first into the fountain. Not only drenching himself, drenching the camera, and losing the first 2 hours of photos. He was the only photographer. He was the only photographer at the wedding.
My photos.
And then
they're broken.
And then on top of that, everybody then stopped. And instead of looking at the beautiful moment when the bride comes around the corner, they look at the photographer who's drenched himself falling in the fountain.
Sorry, I've been to a few weddings, but I've never been to one where the bride's like around the corner. You mean usually it's between some doors or something.
Haven't you seen them come around the corner before? It happens a lot in outdoor weddings.
I haven't been to enough outdoors. Yeah.
You got to go to more outdoor guys.
Just goes, she's around the corner at the back at the moment. She'll be around soon, so sit down and you'll see her.
Be there in a moment, guys. Put your feet
where
up.
Where is she? Well, head down there. See the tree there? You take a left. She's around the corner there.
Got a white dress on. Yeah. You can't miss her.
Can't miss. She's got a bunch of flowers in her hands.
So 131060, jump on the phones right now. Notographers, when did the photographer screw it up? We've got some of these shampoo packs to give away as well, these Batiste shampoo packs. I remember a big one. This is a true story. I went to a wedding a couple of years ago, and luckily they had two photographers, but the first photographer, without a word of a lie, did the first 2 hours with the lens on. With the cover lens on, which means that every photo was just black.
Is that, I don't know if you know the answer to this. Was it a friend or someone?
It was a friend. It was an uncle.
I've heard this. I've heard that when people have used friends, work colleagues, like someone close to them, that's when the accidents happen.
Mm.
You don't want to, that is one thing you want to spend your money on.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Don't cheap
out.
You know,
there's flowers, there's cake, there's food, there's the venue, there's so much that goes into it. But at the end of the day, what's everyone going to look back on?
The photos. It's the photos. So you want to get a good photographer. Don't get Uncle Steve, who's had a skin full.
Get your arty cousin who's studying, I don't know, what's that thing you study at uni?
Arts.
Yeah. Arts. You're studying arts and is thinking about getting into photography.
I could use it for a uni project, guys.
No, I'm really getting into my photography. Can I do your wedding?
131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. When did the photographer screw it up?
We've got these shampoo packs to give away. You want one of those? Let us know. Photography gone wrong. Take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
131060. How did the photographer screw it up? We're looking for no-tographers.
No-tographers.
That's what we're looking for. This is after a poor old wedding photographer. He fell into one of those big novelty-sized fountains just as the bride was coming around the corner.
Novelty-sized fountain?
Yeah, I don't know what to call it.
It's novelty size. Fit your hand. There you fall in that. It's novelty size, man.
It was very impressive. He's a tiny cameraman. He's a Lego size cameraman.
He fell into a novelty size fountain.
What? He fell into it. His camera was ruined.
What was it now? Now I'm confused.
It was a big fountain.
Big fountain.
It was a big fountain. Okay. He fell into it. The camera was ruined. He lost 2 hours of photography. Disappointing. You made a good point, Jim, saying you should never skimp out on the photographer.
Yeah.
Don't ever let a relative do it.
No, I've been to a lot of weddings where, you know, a relative or someone close, but is not a professional, just like has put up some Instagram posts and got them really keen to do
Have
it.
Have you seen my work?
Yeah. I was a video photographer and I was like 16 for my cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
And it's just me. It's just me doing
selfies.
Gear. I'm like doing interviews with people because I couldn't drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm.
So I'm interviewing drunk people. Like, it's just me.
One of the great videos.
That's all. They're not together anymore.
Oh, did you ruin it? Let's look back at the happy times.
Just young Jimmy.
Anissa from Albury. Hello, Anissa. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. How are you?
Good. Anissa, when did the photographer screw it up? What happened?
I was 17 at the time in high school. It was a family friend's 21st. It was a joint 21st.
Mm.
And so it was back in the days of non-digital. Took a whole roll of photos that night, or maybe even two. And next morning I was going away on a holiday with the family. Put the film on top of the car for some reason. I don't know why. And we drove off.
Oh.
And the film disappeared.
So you didn't go back and look for it? It was too late. It was gone by then.
It was gone. It was done.
How far into the drive did you realise that that it was
gone? I think it was about halfway through a 4-hour drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is
no one
was gonna stop.
Put my footy boots on the roof once and drove away. Oh,
really exactly the same thing.
It is,
isn't it?
I went back for those footy boots.
You could feel the pain in Anissa.
I know.
I can. But I must say I've done a visual arts degree since and I haven't buggered up a wedding photo since.
Good old absolutely. Round of applause, Anissa. Awesome. Hire Anissa from Albury for all your weddings. Cherie from New South Wales. Cherie, when did the photographer screw it up? No-tographer. What happened?
Oh, okay. It was quite some years ago. My first birth of my son, was born and my mother-in-law was videoing. We'd gone home to watch it and she'd overtaped it, but with bloody days of our lives. Like, no!
Days of our lives!
Was there any of the birth? Like, did it start and then Days of Lives kicked in, or was it just all Days of the Lives?
And no, it was all Days of Our Life. I'm like, you are joking me, my mother-in-law, for a reason.
Was it a good episode of Days of Our Lives?
No, come on, is any episode good of Days of Our Lives?
Adam from Mansfield, wrap things up. Ads, no photographer. How'd the photographer screw it up?
I stuffed it up. It was a few years ago, and I actually had it on the toilet, and it just went in. I was absolutely so annoyed. I was absolutely bawling my eyes out.
So you were the photographer?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. What was it for, Adam?
Oh, it was just family photos and that.
Yeah, and you just...
And it just went straight in the drink, and I was...
Did you try and get it out?
Oh, no, I couldn't because I just actually flushed the button and went boom.
Oh, no. You flushed it.
Oh, no.
You dropped it.
What's this button do?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
My computer has just restarted.
What's with you and the tech today?
Couldn't make the phones work earlier.
We don't have any producers at the moment. Eggs Benny filling in. You're also making videos at the moment.
I'm trying to make a video from the start of the show. But
we're all wearing many hats at the moment. So
we're three producers down. We're down our producer Grace, puts the show together. We're down producer Trin, who answers phones, puts the show together, and does videos.
Yeah.
We're down producer Bones, who does all our audio stuff.
Yep.
And Eggs Benny is not a producer. He's a mate of ours.
That who's doing us a favour.
Somehow we convinced our boss to pay him. We're just hanging out with a mate of ours. My computer has turned on.
Mm.
That's a great start.
Do you remember the story at all?
It was about something about...
What I will do while you get up is, I will do it in reverse. 131060, do you have a hard name to say? It can be your first name or your second name, because we're playing this.
Have you got a hard name to say?
Yeah, how this works is we'll get you to call the show. We'll get you to spell whichever name it is, your first name or your second name. Both Jimmy and I have a crack at it. We get it wrong, you win. Very simple. If you want to play, 131060.
Yeah, okay, so my computer's good.
We're back.
Word document open.
Awesome.
Wouldn't happen if I printed. Wouldn't happen if I printed.
Hey, look at me. Hear this, mate.
Hear this.
Old school. Don't get it, because you'll break it again, so just put the laptop down.
It's a pen hitting a laptop. So, Nath, planetary baby names are surging in popularity.
Okay.
Apparently, location baby names were the big trend. That was because of celebrities. You can think the Beckhams, they call their son Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, they call their daughter Ireland.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye call their daughter Chicago.
That's right.
Chris Hemsworth, 10-year-old daughter, is named India.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
So places for a long time have been popular, but many baby naming experts, there's a fun job, believe Ed Sheeran and his wife Cherry Seaborn are to blame because their second child is named Jupiter.
Right. Okay. So now people are going after planets.
Jupiter, Mars,
Uranus.
No, no one's called Uranus.
What are the other ones? Saturn.
Earth. Someone's called their kid Earth.
No, actually.
Apparently.
Wow. I don't mind Saturn as a name. That's quite nice. Saturn.
Sadie.
Sadie, yeah.
Sadie's a great name.
Sadie's nice, yeah.
Sadie?
Sadie, yeah. Sadin, yeah.
Satin.
Satin, yeah.
Jupiter.
Mars.
I like Jupiter.
Mercury.
Pluto. No, that's a dog.
Sun.
Daughter.
Is this word tennis?
You've won a pillow.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Have you got a hard name to say?
Yeah, it's very simple. One of our favourite games, and a game we notoriously suck at, Jim. How it works is people call up with a hard first name, middle name, last name, whatever. They spell it. We ever got saying it. We get it wrong. They win.
Simple.
Easy as that. Well, it sounds simple.
I mean, yeah. Your explanation was simple.
Yeah.
It's a simple game.
Simple game. We're just not great at it. Caller one from Melbourne. Hello, caller one. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Now, this is your first name we're having a go at saying?
That's correct.
Okay, how do you spell it?
So it's T-E-N-H-A-E.
Yep. I'm just going to spell that back to you. T-E-N-H-A-E.
That's correct.
Okay, do people get this wrong all the time, caller one?
All the time.
Right, okay. And is this all through school and everything with the role being called?
Yeah, look, if we ever had a substitute teacher, even something as simple as going to the doctors and seeing a new doctor, if it starts with T and they struggle, I'm like, yep, pretty sure that's me.
Fair enough.
Can I have a go at it? Can I go first name?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Is it Tanae?
Oh, nice one.
Is it?
It is. Oh! I very rarely get Tanae.
Jimmy!
So like the Tanae, so like the H is kind of silent, Tanae.
Correct. So like Renee, but with a T.
Yeah.
Oh, this never happened. Jim, well done.
I don't know. I just looked at it and I went.
And notoriously, you're even worse at this than I am.
Yeah, yeah. I might sit the rest out.
Yeah, you should.
It is a beautiful name, Tanae.
It's a great name.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well done. And Tanae, that's a huge compliment because Jimmy gets his own name wrong.
Tanae, my name is James Smith. I still
one from one.
I'm going to call myself Jimmy.
You're not setting the bar real high.
Thank you, Tanae. Wow, Jim, I'm impressed with you today.
Yeah, you can do the next.
Okay,
one. Laura, I'm here if you need me.
Yeah, well, you still have a go at it, so you can still have a go at
only
it.
Only if you get it wrong.
Laura from Ashtonfield. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Did I get that right, Laura?
You did get Laura right.
Nailed it. Awesome. Next one. Okay, so Laura, I'm assuming, is it your middle name we're spelling? We're having
it
a go at
it. It is my middle name.
Okay, give us a crack. Spell it for us.
J-E-H-A-N-E.
J-E-H-A-N-E. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Who were you named after, Laura? Is this a relative of yours?
My auntie.
Your auntie. Okay.
And if you were saying hello to your auntie,
if you saw your auntie in the street,
what would you say?
You would say...
I would not say.
Hey, auntie.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's my auntie. God damn it. All right, I'm going to have a crack at it. Jahaney.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I feel like that was that very wrong, Laura?
Yes, very wrong.
Okay, go on, Jim.
All right, I'm gonna go.
It's a bit more complicated than it is.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say chain.
Close, yes. Pretty much it.
Wait, are you giving it or not? You don't have to give it.
Yeah. Say it again.
Chain.
That was wrong.
Jane? You changed it. Okay, how do you say it, Laura?
Jane.
That's what I said the first time. Yeah, but then you panicked and got it wrong the second time.
So I went, there's no way I could get two in a row right.
Yeah, you freaked yourself out.
Because they both had the H, so yeah. I was figuring, is the H soft?
You were on, and then you, for some reason, you turned around panicked. And scored at the other side of the field. I don't know what happened.
They was like, go again. I'm like,
ready. All right, caller number three. Welcome to the show, caller number three from Victoria. We got you there, caller number three.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, it's hard because I can't refer to you as your first name because I don't know what it is yet.
That makes sense.
Okay, can you spell your first name for us, caller number three?
All right, you ready? You're sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
Z-S-U-Z-S-A-N-N-A.
Okay, oh,
I'm going to spell that back to you just to make sure I've got it. Z-S-U-Z-S-A... N-N-A.
Yep, that's it.
Caller number three, can I ask a question? Have you ever played your name in Scrabble?
No.
Well, you can't play names in Scrabble,
can't.
Mate.
So I'd just love to know how much that is worth. Because we got two Zs. Two Zs.
Bonus points there.
Absolutely. Okay.
Was that ever the answer in Wordle?
No, way too many words.
Oh.
That's all right.
Don't know how these go. Do you ever do that? Do you ever land on it in Monopoly?
No.
Am I getting warmer?
That's just very confusing.
Okay,
Yes,
do not collect $200.
Hey, well done.
Zesha is getting around it.
Well done, Zesha. All right, Jim, as the champ so far.
I'll sit this one out.
I think it's only fair that you go last because we want to finish on a high. Yeah. So call three. I'm going to have a crack at it first.
Can I just have a go?
Yeah, well, are you confident?
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm looking at it because I've gone with two words in a row with silent letters or soft letters.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume that this one does as well. So, caller number three from Victoria, I'm going to guess that the first Z is silent. So, it's Susanna?
No.
You're too confident, mate. You're way too confident.
I was, yeah.
Okay, I thought you might have had it because she paused for a second. Mm. All right, I'm going to have a crack at it.
So, we know the Z's not silent, so you've got to put that in there.
Mm. We don't know that.
No, we do.
Do we?
You can't ask. You've got to trust me. You've got to trust me. Your co-host, your best friend.
Yeah, definitely not trusting you because of that.
I've got two right.
You got one and then you panicked.
Oh, no, don't do that. What have you got right?
Potentially this.
Okay, well, trust me. The Z, you got to really go hard in the Z.
Okay, Zuzana.
No.
Oh. Are you sure? How do you say it?
It's Zuzana.
Oh, Zuzana. Zuzana.
I get Zuzi for sure.
You get what, sorry?
Zuzi.
Zuzi. I love Zuzi.
Zuzi, that's
really cute.
It is.
Little Zuzi.
It's not what we said.
No, it's not.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, producer Eggs Benny, and terrible news for the wig industry. Looks like. And hats. Hat makers everywhere. The University of California, looks like they've discovered a cure for baldness.
Oh, no.
Get out.
I was just about to start a new wig hat business. They're devastating. Wigs. I was wondering where you were going with this.
Wigs that are built into hats.
Yeah, it was going to
so
be.
So you put the hat on, it looks like you've got hair.
Best of both worlds. And then you could just walk around where people, and you could say to people, sorry, my hair's just so messy, which is why I'm wearing a hat. It's not because I'm bald.
Sorry, mate, I've ruined your business idea. Oh, researchers at the University of California have discovered a protein called TGF-beta. Beta?
A beta. Is it beta? B-E-T-A?
B-E-T-A, yeah.
Yeah, beta, like the Greek.
Don't
alphabet.
Look at me like I should be across the Greek.
the
Greek alphabet.
Yeah, alpha, beta, yeah. Delta.
Apparently, they're saying that's what causes baldness. So they think that now they've identified what causes it, they can put some more research into figuring out how to cure it.
It's bald, like, being bald is cool now. You know what I mean? It's not really a thing that people are upset about.
Let's
anymore.
Go around the room and we all say our favourite bald person.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go first.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
100%.
That's a good one.
We found out earlier, or was it last week, Eggsbin, I think you brought to the show, he's the second highest paid actor again this year.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Paid just for being bald. Phenomenal.
Eggsbin, favourite bald person?
Max Gorn. No hair, but he's got the beard.
Yeah.
Perfect. So he's proving that he can still grow hair, just not on the top.
What would you rather? I mean, for those who don't know, Eggs Benny's he's a big boy. You've got a luscious locks on top of your head. You got your beard. But would you rather be bald on top or not be able to grow a beard?
If I had the confidence, I would shave my head.
Really?
It's odd, Benny, because you have a lot of hair on your head, a lot of hair on your beard, your whole body.
On your bum.
Completely shaved. Entire body. Silkily waxed.
He's waxed from the neck down.
It's like you took the rest of your body hair and you put it everywhere on your face.
Stuck it on my head.
How about this for a fact? 85% of men and 40% of women will be affected by hair loss in their lives.
Yeah.
But it's not just on the head.
Oh.
So apparently you can get baldness in other areas.
I'd love baldness on my bits.
On your willy.
Yeah. No. Love that. No, because then I wouldn't have to do any trimming. Wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah,
you just
but you
accept
don't want to
it.
Be completely bald.
Yeah, but you're not going to Ashley Martin. Shane Warne's not walking out Ashley Martin going, and luckily I now have the bush back.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Now, I'm not entirely sure why we're doing this again, but it seems people enjoyed it.
It was your idea to do it again. You said yesterday, should we do it again tomorrow? And before we answered, you said, we're doing it tomorrow.
I'll be honest. Yeah, it's because we usually do the Google off with Grace, and I like Ben. That's not to say I don't like Grace, but there's a bit of work that goes in the Google off.
A lot of work.
She has to find things, stats. So off air, I was just like, we'll just do it again.
Yeah, you're so right.
So you're right, Nath. I did say do it again. It wasn't popular. There wasn't a lot of people asking for it. It was just us being lazy.
It was that
100%
or,
honesty.
Or four back-to-back songs.
Yeah. So. I mean, Eggs Benny, you want to get information for the Google off? And you were like...
No, I'd rather ask the questions.
And look, we still have a lot. I've picked seven. So we've got seven to get through, Nath.
Yep.
And as we get through them, they get more cooked.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
So it starts off pretty easy, but
softballs.
As we go, softballs it does get a bit,
yep.
Ben will have to edit on the fly towards the end.
Okay, all right. You're going to hear Ask Us Anything after nine songs back to back, and then we'll get into it very soon. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nate, Ask Them Anything.
Yeah, it's Ask Jimmy Nath Anything, but we've put up one of those NGL. Not going to lie, there are anonymous questions. So people have asked some cooked stuff. I've got seven. I've handballed seven to Benny.
Yep.
They start pretty normal, pretty nice, but they do get a bit weird at the end.
Okay, which is good because, I mean, they're not going to lie. It means people can remain anonymous, which means they can ask cooked things.
People, I mean, there is a lot of...
Will there be a few? Because I know we had a few of these yesterday. We're still getting through them all. There's a few which like, we can't answer that. Move on. There'll be a few of those.
I mean, if you want to, it's up to you, mate. It's your show.
Okay. Let's find it together in real time. Over to you, Eggs Benny.
All right. What is your favourite book?
I thought you said it'll start with a softball. We've got cooked straight away, have we?
Do you guys read?
Sorry.
Nate is a big reader. You just finished that.
The Terminal List.
This, yeah.
By... Jack Carr or John Carr or something.
What is your favourite book? Is it Harry Potter?
I don't know if I have a favourite book because I don't remember what was in them because there's so long in between each one that I read. But The Terminal List is quite good. Check it out. It's also an Amazon Prime TV show starring Chris Pratt.
Shoe Dog, my favourite book. It's about the story of Nike.
Phil Nye.
It's great.
Oh. Yeah.
Really, really love it.
Yeah, you've told me about that. I want to read that. Probably
next question.
Yeah.
All right, next. What is the most romantic thing you've done for someone else?
I mean,
next question.
Pass.
I surprised my girlfriend the other day.
Yeah, that was really nice. And head telling that's still up on the Instagram.
Yeah, at Jimmy.
Yeah, go check that. That was really nice, actually.
Yeah, actually, at Jimmy Smith there. It's on my personal.
Yeah. It's a good video, though.
It is on the Jimmy Nath TikTok. Lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you go to the TikTok. Yeah, bump the views up there because it deserves it. Yeah. Well,
it's on 22,000.
It was so beautiful. We can describe what you did. You went and got flowers.
We don't have time.
Okay.
Next one. Jimmy and Nath are in relationships, but Eggs didn't answer. Bachelor 2023?
I think you'd be a great bachelor, Ben.
You would be.
Mm. Do you reckon? They get someone like me on there.
But why not?
That's the thing. I'm sick of everyone that gets, like, what's that three bachelor thing? They're just basically the same dude.
I'd watch the hell out of you on The Batch, Benny. Big Benny on there.
Big bearded Ben on The Bachelor.
I love that.
Can see the promos now.
Big bearded Ben with his babes on The Bachelor.
Just me and Osh. Oh, hanging
just
out.
You and Osh having a few frothies. And you'd be like, righto, bring him in. Yeah.
Maybe that's our next like big thing for the show. Get Ben on The Bachelor.
Good looking rooster.
Let's make it happen.
Mm.
All right, next one. Not going to judge, but why? Dot, dot, dot. What's that mean?
What does that mean?
Someone's asking why we're doing this. Oh, they're not going to judge us.
Right.
I just want to know why are you doing
it? Sounds like they're judging. It's probably producer Grace sitting at home with COVID. Going,
not
going to
judge,
you
but you're doing this twice on the show? Mm, interesting.
But why?
Because we're lazy.
We're lazy. It was that or four songs. I said that.
We said that earlier.
Would you leave your significant other for a celeb? Have you got a hall pass?
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney. I've discussed it.
As I know, this is the most romantic thing I've done. Say this right now.
Is this the same one from last night? What are y'all packing? Asking for a friend.
So this person really wants to know what
we don't know if it's one person or multiple. I'll be honest, there's about 30. I haven't just given them all to Ben, but there's about 30 penis-related questions. So
imagine if you only gave those to Ben. Every question.
Seven.
What do you got under the hood? Pop the top for me.
Whose horse is that?
Step bro. No, that was last night.
That was last night. Yeah, last night.
All right. If you were offered a radio drive time slot, but you had to... Where's that sound effect?
Oh, hang on. But you have to...
Each other to get the job. Would you do it?
Mate, we did it for this job.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, poor old Splendor in the grass. More like Splendor in the sludge, am I right, guys? We know it was a bit of a mess with the horrible weather in Byron last weekend. If you haven't heard, it's the famous old three-day music festival. It happens every year. It was absolutely hammered with poor weather and mud. Despite that, a lot of people... Were you surprised? Were you both surprised by how many people were still up there and still loving it?
Well, yeah, I guess because it hadn't been on for, what, 2-3 years.
That's true.
So I think that's what made people go.
They're like, I'm going no matter what.
And there were some big acts. Like, Ben, who was performing again?
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, that's right.
The Gorillaz.
Gorillaz, yes.
Yeah.
Gorillaz
Youngblood.
Yeah. Wasn't there a big... Oh, Glass Animals.
Oh, massive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there were some big acts.
Big names. So people are willing to... I guess, literally trudged through the mud.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it was a bit of mud.
Yeah, you'd be right, mate. You'd be right. Well,
you bought a ticket already, too. Might as well go.
And they're not cheap, are they?
You couldn't get refunds, could you?
No, you can't get refunds. That's the thing. That's how they make their money, mate. Well, Splendor have now issued a formal apology after the event, which saw day one act, we spoke about this on the show, being cancelled on the main stage, people stranded in the mud, nowhere to go, cancelled buses, ruined campsites. We saw all that, but it's all part of the experience. The first apology, apparently they put out two. So the first apology, it was slammed by punters, said it wasn't good enough, and they were waiting up to 6 hours for a bus home. So they put out a second one. Look, I'm not going to read them because they're quite long. You can go and it's over now.
Yeah,
I'm not going to read them.
Don't do that.
I printed them out to read them, but you know what?
That's, crush that up.
I don't really care. Yeah. I don't really care.
No, what's...
What I do care about is things that this show should apologise for, of which there are many.
Let me tell you, I'd be making you apologise if you read those two out.
Apologise for trade that you printed that out for.
For Nate just to scrunch it up on air as a bit.
They bring the Old Testament of apologies, Nate. Didn't even use it. Scrunch it up. Done.
Will I write on this later? No.
Probably, and we're not even filming this either, so great.
It's only just an audio...
Could have been anything.
Is that what you just went to go print out?
Yeah, that's all I was doing. Yeah.
It's like, sorry, guys, I've got to just go. So me and Ben are like, all right, we're busy.
Here's what I thought we could do, guys. On the theme of apologies, I thought Jimmy, Nath, producer Eggs Bunny, I thought we could all apologise, Jim, for something the team has either said, be it cooked or just averaged during the week. And I thought this was the perfect opportunity to do so because it's the last show of the week before we're back on the weekends and the last show for Eggs Benny.
For a bit.
Until producer Grace gets sick again.
Well, I mean, producer Grace still may not be back for the weekend. She was texting us earlier going, still not feeling great. So, Ben, you may get a call up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, feel better soon, Grace.
Wait, you say, oh, no, you got to keep working with
us? No. I mean, it's bad that she's sick.
I don't know if I should be offended or not.
I think I said, Grace is sick. Ben might be back this weekend.
Oh, no.
It's the delay.
Thought Ben in his head and accidentally said it out loud.
Okay, so here's... I'll kick things off, guys. I'll kick things off with an apology. And, Jim, this apology is mainly to you, but it's also to the country and to producer X Benny as well. It's the moment that I delivered something that you called one of my worst gags ever.
This is the R2.
It is. Yeah. It's. It was off the back of the and again, we shouldn't laugh at this, but it was funny. The Russian chess robot that snapped that kid's finger.
I might put a video up of this as well.
And I made what you're calling the worst joke ever. This is what happened.
He grabs the kid's finger and then
just snaps it. Oh, my God.
You will not make that move.
Oh, R2-D, don't.
That's one of your worst.
I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, I should have not. You're lucky there's no producer. Eggs Benny's in Hobart.
He's outside.
There's
no music. For that Australia, I apologise.
Okay, so...
What was going through my head? Not much.
It was one of you. Are you willing to...
100%, which is why I think it deserves an apology. And I'm... You know what? We'll do a bit of... I sincerely apologise, Australia, for jumping in. The story was funny by itself. It didn't need me to come in and make a nothing joke.
It's just,
zero relate. It was a Star Wars joke.
Ex-Benny, I know you're a big fan of the show, and I know you think Nate's very funny, but let's be honest. I was looking at you when he made that joke, and you sort of looked at me, and you just sort of shook your head, and you, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm done.
Okay.
Maybe I don't want to come back.
Thank you for apologising, man. It takes a lot.
That's what I'm here for. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song because I want to hear your apologies and give it the time. You know what I mean? Because I want the time to explain and allow you guys to apologise. So what we'll do is we'll go to a song. When we come back, two more apologies. You're not getting away scot-free from Eggs Benny and Jimmy. We'll do it
the
after
The Jimmy
this.
And Nate Show Podcast.
For those that don't know, Eggs Benny's been producing this week, and he's a mate of ours. He's a fellow announcer on the network,
yes,
on the radios. You might hear him Saturday night for the party playlist. I think just because the three of us are mates, we were having a bit of fun.
Bit of forgiveness.
When you're having a bit of fun, you're not firing. You know what I mean? Maybe you're guilty of, you know, making a bad joke or doing something you wouldn't usually do.
And you think you can push it because you got your mates around. They'll back you in regardless. Yeah.
So I think it's good that we are all apologising.
Absolutely.
I know you're up next, Eggs Benny. What do you want to say sorry for?
I wanted to apologise. Excuse me.
Oh, he's getting choked up.
Oh, he's already started.
I'm getting choked up. I'm not sure whose QP mayo I've been using in the work fridge, but I want to apologise to them.
Oh, how much? Okay, how much QP mayo are we talking, mate? Because you're a big fella.
Look, it was quite full a few weeks ago. It was probably brand new. I unwrapped it.
You took the safety seal off. I went to Woolies and I grabbed it off the shelf and I put it in my pocket and I went, whose is this? Who owns it?
No. I've only used a little bit, once or twice, but apologies to them. I'm not sure whose it is. Put your name on it.
Can I be honest? I used to use that mayonnaise. Like, I think there is someone in the office who uses the Kewpie, whatever it is.
Japanese
mayo.
Yeah.
Someone in the office uses it. I've been using it on my sushi in that office. I have previously.
I have also used it as well, Benny, but not as much as
you. It doesn't make me feel so bad.
Yeah.
Well, you should feel bad, because every time you come into the show, you've got all this white stuff around your mouth, and I was wondering what that was. Now I know.
It's definitely Japanese mayo.
I thought you were going to apologise for last night. Tell me, stepbro.
Is that how you got the Kubi mate? Anyway.
I'm stuck.
All right. Look, that leaves one member of the team without an apology.
Yeah, look, I was having, as I mentioned just before, I was having a bit of fun with you two because you're my mates. And I did something on the show, not once, but twice. I'm not proud of it. Let's have a listen. This is what I did during the week.
So
your toe was cut off,
completely removed from your body.
It was like hanging on the end of my shoe.
That is. Can you send me a photo of your feet, Lauren?
No, make sure he pays, Lauren. He always tries to get these for free. Constantly trying to get those for free. Cherie, hi Cherie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How'd you break the bone?
Yeah, I dropped a keg on my foot.
Can you send me a photo of your feet, Cherie? So in the space of 30 seconds, I've managed to ask two callers.
Two foot jokes.
They weren't jokes. I wanted a feet pick.
Right.
So, and I shouldn't, you know, what's that famous saying? With great power comes great responsibility. Yes, we're a radio show. We get people to call in. I shouldn't be using that to try and get free feet picks. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is why he doesn't do it on the air anymore. He just privately messages people.
The Jimmy and Nate Show
Podcast.
You got Jimmy Nath wrapping it up, Jim.
Yep. It is the end of the show. Sad because our time with Eggs Benny is coming to an end.
Yeah.
Eggs, for now.
Eggs ben, bending. Be, ending.
Eggs, eggs be, endy.
Eggs endy.
Endy. Eggs show us your endy.
All right, hang on.
Whoa, no, whoa. No.
No, look, for now, we chatted with, we had dinner with our big boss, Sonda, earlier, and we said how great Ben was. So, yeah, anytime one of the team's sick or away, Eggs Benny's in.
Yeah.
And if we have to get rid of one of them.
100%. Well, Sonda, you know, our big boss, the BBS, yeah. Ben, he said, because we were like, oh, Ben's so good. He's done so much for the show. And her response was, well, if he's that good, he can replace you. And we said, no, he's not that good.
Backtrack. He was okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I was like, he was mediocre and he did the bare minimum.
He was the right amount of good.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. He wasn't an exceptional, but he wasn't bad.
Nah, yeah. Nothing to write home about.
We called him Goldilocks. He was just right.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
And look, it is time for the show rating, but I'm rating our whole week together. And it's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, it could only be a 10 out of 10. Yeah. You know? I thought, Ben, you've brought a beautiful amount of colour to the show, which has been phenomenal. So
thank you.
Thank you for that.
10 out of 10 from me as well.
Oh,
great
week.
You, mate. Loves it.
Good on you.
You got a highlight, Eggs Benny?
Ooh, probably all of it. There's so much.
So much.
Says the man who just wants to get out of here. He's had enough. Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.